आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एक्सप्रेसेस कंसर्न ओवर थ्रेट्स एमिनेटिंग फ्रॉम डिजिटल फ्रॉड्स, साइबर क्राइम्स एंड आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस टेक्नोलॉजी। उत्तर प्रदेश गवर्नमेंट डिक्लेयर्स महाकुंभ एरिया एंड प्रयागराज एज अ न्यू डिस्ट्रिक्ट। Unified Payments Interface UPI sets new record of 16.58 billion financial transactions in October this year. UN Convention to Combat Desertifications 16th Conference of Parties COP16 to begin today in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. India beat South Korea 8-1 to top Pool A in Junior Asia Cup Hockey in Muscat, Oman. And in World Chess Championship, another match between Indian Grandmaster D. Gukesh and defending champion Ding Lijian of China ends in a draw in Singapore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the threats emanating from digital frauds, cyber crimes and artificial intelligence AI technology, particularly the potential of deep fake to disrupt social and familial relations. Addressing the concluding session of 59th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister called for the use of technology to reduce the workload of the police constabulary and suggested that the police station be made the focal point for resource allocation. Mr. Modi noted that wide-ranging discussions were held on national and international dimensions of security challenges and expressed satisfaction on the counter-strategies that emerged during the conference. As a countermeasure to the potential threats generated by digital frauds, cyber crimes and AI technology, the Prime Minister called on the police leadership to convert the challenge into an opportunity by harnessing India's double AI power of artificial intelligence and aspirational India. The Uttar Pradesh government has declared the Mahakumbh area in Prayagraj as a new district. The newly formed district will be known as Mahakumbh Mela. The decision was made to streamline the management and administration of the upcoming Kumbh Mela. The intention behind this decision was expressed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath during Magh Mela 2024. The upcoming Mahakumbh, held once every 12 years, is scheduled to begin on January the 13th and conclude on February the 26th, 2025 in Prayagraj. The Mahakumbh is expected to be a milestone in the promotion of Indian culture. Finance Ministry says Unified Payments Interface UPI has achieved a milestone by processing nearly 16.58 billion financial transactions in a single month in October this year. UPI processed around 23.49 lakh crore rupees across 16.58 billion financial transactions in October. This marks 45% year-on-year growth as compared to October last year. More from our correspondent.
The UPI was launched in 2016 by the National Payments Corporation of India. It has revolutionized the nation's payment ecosystem by integrating multiple bank accounts into a single mobile application. The systems enable seamless fund transfers, merchant payments and peer-to-peer transactions, offering users flexibility through scheduled payment requests. UPI has not only made financial transactions fast, secure and effortless, but it has also empowered individuals, small businesses and merchants, driving the country's shift toward a cashless economy. India's payment interface has also gained international momentum, with UPI being operational in 7 countries including key markets. These are UAE, Singapore, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, France and Mauritius. Priya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Minister of State for Railways and Food Processing Industries, Ravneet Singh Bittu, has asked Congress President and Congress MPs to demand CBI investigation into the MSP which the Punjab farmers have not received. The minister, who was in Jalandhar yesterday to inspect redevelopment of Cantonment Railway Station, said that the centre has already sent 44,000 crore rupees to Punjab as MSP. He asked the Congress to demand CBI inquiry into it from the Prime Minister and other senior BJP leaders and Punjab Governor.
ਮੈਂ ਕਾਂਗਰਸ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਕਹਿਣਾ, ਕਾਂਗਰਸ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੇ ਐਮਪੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਕਹਿਣਾ, ਕੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਪਾਰਲੀਮੈਂਟ ਸੀਬੀਆਈ ਇਨਕੁਆਇਰੀ ਦੀ ਗਵਰਨਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕੋਲ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਡਿਮਾਂਡ ਕਰਨ, ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਜੀ ਕੋਲ ਡਿਮਾਂਡ ਕਰਨ, ਅਮਿਤ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਕੋਲ ਡਿਮਾਂਡ ਕਰਨ, ਨੱਡਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕੋਲ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਡਿਮਾਂਡ ਕਰਨ, ਕੋਰਟ 'ਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਡਿਮਾਂਡ ਕਰਨ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਭਾਈ ਪੰਜਾਬ 'ਚ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਨੇ MSP ਭੇਜੀ ਕਿਸਾਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲੀ 300-300 ਰੁਪਈਆ, ਇਹਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਭਗਵੰਤ ਮਾਨ ਦੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਹਜ਼ਾਰਾਂ ਕਰੋੜ ਰੁਪਈਆ ਖਾ ਗਈ।
President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Awards for Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities tomorrow. A total of 22 persons and 11 institutions will be conferred the National Awards on the occasion. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will also unveil a number of welfare initiatives for the empowerment of persons with disabilities on the occasion. Amar Jain will receive the National Award for Individual Excellence in the category of Sarvashreshth Divyangajan 2024. He is a legal professional with 100% visual impairment. Amar Jain shared his inspirational life story and spoke about the obstacles he has had to face during his journey.
My interventions led to making policies on housing loan, opening of demat and trading account, accessible telecom bills, accessible payment systems, to name a few. I also worked with judiciary, including Delhi High Court through its accessibility committee as member, and Supreme Court of India by contributing to its accessibility committee to make judicial system more accessible to persons with disabilities.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Tamil Nadu, moderate to heavy rains are still continuing to lash the interior districts as Cyclone Fenjul is making headway to reach the Arabian Sea. Continuous rains were witnessed in Villupuram, Tiruvannamalai, Salem, Dharmapuri, Namakkal, Krishnagiri, Tiruppattur and Nilgiris. In the hill areas of Tiruvannamalai, boulders rolled down on houses in the foothills, causing heavy damage. At least three houses were fully damaged. NDRF personnel began the rescue work this morning. The Met Department has predicted widespread rains in some areas of the coast for another 24 hours. We have more from our correspondent.
The flood situation in Tiruvannamalai, Virupuram and other districts are grim as heavy rains continue to lash the interior districts. Rescue efforts have begun in Tiruvannamalai, where seven people are feared to be trapped due to landslide. Flash floods were witnessed in several areas, including the district collector's house campus. Relief work was hampered yesterday night due to rains and power cuts. Thousands of acres of agricultural lands in Kanchipuram, Virupuram, Tiruvannamalai, Velur and Ranipet remain flooded even as the harvest season is to begin soon. The Tamil Nadu government has urged the centre to send a team to survey the damage caused by Cyclone Fenjul and seek financial assistance for relief and recovery. A meeting would be held today with officials to assess the impact of the cyclone throughout the state. Virupuram district had witnessed more than 50 centimetres of historic rains and over 1,300 people were shifted to relief camps across the districts of Tiruvannamalai and Virupuram. Joy, Akashwani News, Chennai.
Puducherry is struggling to return to normalcy a day after Cyclone Fenjul made landfall, bringing the heaviest rainfall in three decades. While the rains ceased by yesterday evening, severe waterlogging in low-lying residential areas has forced over 700 people into relief camps. Power restoration efforts are underway, but challenges persist due to submerged substations, fallen trees and ongoing waterlogging in areas like Krishnanagar. In Kerala, the Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rain during the next 4 days on account of cyclone and low-pressure formation. Red alert has been issued in four districts of the state today. We have more from our correspondent.
Malappuram, Kozhikode, Wayanad and Kannur districts are under red alert today. Orange alert is issued in five districts and yellow alert in three districts in Kerala. Holiday had been declared for all education institutions in Kottayam, Pathanamthitta and Wayanad district today. Fishermen are warned from venturing into the sea from the Kerala-Karnataka Lakshadweep coast. In view of the heavy rains, the Kerala State Disaster Management Authority had directed the people living in landslide-prone regions, dam catchment areas, river banks to relocate to safer places as directed by authorities. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan had urged people living in hilly areas to remain vigilant and follow the official instructions. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Tiruvananthapuram.
The United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification 16th Conference of Parties, COP16, will begin today in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. This is for the first time West Asia is hosting this crucial environmental conference. India will join representatives from 197 nations at this milestone event, which coincides with UNCCD's 30th anniversary. More from our correspondent.
India's delegation, led by Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav and Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, will participate in a significant side event at the IUCN Pavilion on the opening day. The delegation will present the Aravalli Green Wall Project, a comprehensive initiative targeting the restoration of 1.15 million hectares of degraded landscape across four states in northwestern India. The project presentation, scheduled for December 2nd, will demonstrate India's innovative approach to combat desertification, land degradation and drought through the integration of indigenous species, afforestation, biodiversity conservation and advanced water management strategies. The initiative employs modern GIS tools and nature-based solutions while emphasizing community engagement and cultural preservation. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Moving on to the world of sports, we have updates from hockey and chess.
In the hockey men's Junior Asia Cup, Team India defeated Korea 8-1 in a one-sided encounter at Muscat, Oman last night. Arshdeep Singh scored a hat-trick while Arjit Singh Hundal netted two goals for India in the Pool A match. With this victory, India has advanced into the semi-finals where they will now face Malaysia tomorrow. Moving on to World Chess Championship, where the match between challenger Di Guqiang and defending champion Ding Liren of China ended in a draw after the players decided to end the six-round game through threefold repetition in Singapore yesterday. On the other hand, Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi has become the second Indian in history to reach the prestigious 2800 ELO rating in the classical chess. With the remarkable feat, the 21-year-old has joined the legendary Vishwanathan Anand in this exclusive club. Next update is from cricket, where the outgoing BCCI Secretary Jay Shah has taken charge as the chairman of the International Cricket Council ICC, becoming the fifth Indian to head the global body. 36-year-old Shah was the unanimous choice of ICC's board of directors. He will succeed New Zealand attorney Greg Barclay. In his inaugural statement as ICC chair, Jay Shah outlined his vision focusing on cricket's inclusion in the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games. Moving ahead, senior Indian men's team defeated Australia's Prime Minister's 11 by 6 wickets at Manuka Oval in Canberra yesterday. Rohit Sharma-led squad will now face Australia in the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy starting from Friday. With Sudhir Singh Yadav, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda inaugurated the Laddu Prasad vending machine at Sri Mahakaleshwar Temple in Ujjain, one of the world-famous 12 Jyotirlingas, yesterday. With this new modern facility, devotees will receive prasad conveniently. Sri Mahakaleshwar Temple is the first temple in the country where devotees have been provided the facility to take prasad from vending machines. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. Hindustan Times carries a photograph on its front page of people stranded on an inundated street with the caption, "Fenjal causes flooding in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry. Top Maoist, six others killed in gunfight by Telangana police," headlines the Asian Age. "Bangladesh stops 63 ISKCON monks from crossing over to India," reports the Times of India. "Trump threatens BRICS" is a top headline in the Pioneer. The news article elaborates that Donald Trump has threatened 100% tariffs against BRICS if they act to undermine the US dollar. The news of appointment by Trump of Kashyap Patel as FBI director, the highest ranking Indian American in Trump's new administration, has been prominently carried in the Tribune. And finally, a twice a year shot of a drug that has proved to be 100% effective in preventing HIV infections in women and almost as effective in men could end AIDS, reports the Indian Express, only if it's available to everyone in need. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses concern over threats emanating from digital frauds, cyber crimes and artificial intelligence technology. Uttar Pradesh government declares Mahakumbh area in Prayagraj as a new district. Unified Payments Interface UPI sets new record of 16.58 billion financial transactions in October this year. UN Convention to Combat Desertification 16th Conference of Parties, COP16, to begin today in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. India beat South Korea 8-1 to top Pool A in Junior Asia Cup Hockey in Muscat, Oman. And in World Chess Championship, another match between Indian Grandmaster Di Guqiang and defending champion Ding Lijian of China ends in a draw in Singapore. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.